Lamb of the ages lie. For whom the raging of the sea subsides, the living sacrifice, the only source of life.
Lord Jesus, we give you the glory, Lord. We thank you this hour, this morning, to be gathered around the word of God. We bless your holy name, Lord. We say, blessed be your holy name. We thank you for your grace and your mercy upon our life. We thank you for the Son of Zion, Lord. That pray and come and worship at your feet, Lord Jesus, and give you all the praises, all the glory. Father God, we are the El Shaddai, the great I am. You are the God which is, which was, and which will come. We thank you this hour. Forgive our shortcoming, Lord. Forgive our error, Lord Jesus. For we fear thee, Lord. Have mercy upon our life. And may you cleanse us for all the righteousness, Lord Jesus. I will come, O God, in expectation, Lord, to hear from thee, Lord Jesus. May you speak to us, Lord. Use my voice as an instrument, Lord Jesus. Oh, mighty God, those who are afflicted, those who are sick, may you touch them and perfect the health, I pray this hour. Those who are in needs, O God, who are especially requests, O Lord Jesus, may you grant their heart desire, Lord. Bless the people. Bless the pastor, Lord Jesus. Bless the officers, Lord. Bless the entire congregation to your glory, Lord. We thank you, God, this hour, Lord. Come and speak to us in a special way. In Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. I will spend much time. We just turn the Bible to the book of Mark chapter 13. Book of Mark. It's in Mark chapter 13. See Mark chapter 13. I read from verse 32. Now I hear God's word, the book of St. Mark chapter 13, verse 32. I read God's word. But of that day and that hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels which are in heaven, neither the Son but the Father. Take ye heed, watch and pray, for ye know not when the time is. For the Son of Man is as a man taking a far journey, who left his house and gave authority to his servant, and to every man his work, and commanded the porter to watch. Watch ye therefore, for ye know not when the master of the house cometh, at even, or at midnight, or at the cock crowing, or in the morning. Lest coming suddenly, he find you sleeping. And what I say unto you, I say unto all, watch. May Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. Please be seated. Amen. It's a privilege again to be in your midst. Amen. And to be in fellowship with the saints. On the other end, I bring greetings from the saints back home. My wife, the family, the church. We all greet you all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's a privilege to be in your midst, to have fellowship. Hallelujah. And we just want to talk on a few things. Hallelujah. And we trust that the Lord will just bless the word of God into our heart. Hallelujah. Amen. I thank you for your pastor. Give me the privilege to be in your midst and to minister this morning. Amen. And I was just reading the scriptures and seeing the events that is taking place today. All those events that is taking place, and I know that according to the word of God, the natural always tap the supernatural. And we know that anything is happening, it has a spiritual implication, what is taking place. And we just read from the scriptures and from the word of God, the Bible says, Jesus said, take ye heed. So I want to talk this morning on taking heed. And he said, take ye heed. He said, watch and pray. Amen. It's a warning. It's what to admonish us, to caution tight our mind, that we should take heed. We should watch and pray. Because we don't know the hour, we don't know the time. Hallelujah. And Jesus, while talking in the scriptures, the Bible said, according to 32, but of that day and that hour knoweth no man, nor the angels which are in heaven, nor the Son, but the Father. He said, take yet heed, watch and pray. For they know not when the time is. For the Son of Man is as a man taking a far journey, left his house and gave authority unto his servant, and to every man his work, and commanded the porter to watch. He said, watch ye therefore, for ye know not when the master of the house cometh. It may be one even, it may be midnight, and we sing this song, he coming soon, he coming very soon. Hallelujah. With joy we welcome his returning. It may be noon, it may be night or day, but we know he's coming soon. So he said, take ye heed, watch and pray. Because you don't know the hour. But we must pray, because today can be, especially in America, and we know that we are ahead of you in 4 hours now. And sometimes go 5 hours. So it can be morning and it can be night on the other end. That's what he said. But we know, one thing we know, he's coming soon. So he said, watch and pray. Take ye heed. Hallelujah. And we know that to be heed, to take heed, is take close or pay close attention. It's pertaining to a particular attention, a peculiar attention. Take heed, listen, be ready. Amen. Hallelujah. And it's what he's telling us, take ye heed. And the prayer God sent a message, the oncoming storm. He said, I heard by the Bible that God oncoming judgment, whether sickness, trouble, disaster, will strike the nation, and every nation will break to pieces. Hallelujah. He said, take heed, because everything is coming, and we see that it's a coming judgment, that many things are taking place. And I begin to wonder, look at the news and see all the events that are taking place. People are getting more scared. But the Bible says, take heed. Hallelujah. Because all those things are signs of the time. Hallelujah. We see the great storm. And just recently, I believe last month, there was a great landslide in Sierra Leone that killed almost 500 people. Then also in Liberia, there's a mudslide. Then you see and scream getting filled. We see and flooding taking place. And you see what happened in Texas. And see what happened in Florida. Hallelujah. And we see that there's a storm that don't put your hope on things after, but bear your hope on things eternal. Yeah. Hallelujah. Because we see that what may achieve, what some people acquire, bear a nice home, maybe build a home all their life, spend me 30 years, but everything crumble in an hour's time. Hallelujah. It's a sign to us that here there is no continuous city. So he says, take your heed, watch and pray. It's a warning. And he begins to warn us concerning the upcoming danger. Hallelujah. Then if you look in the scriptures, I will continue on and in verse 9 of the same Matthew chapter 13. Matthew chapter 13 verse 9. He said, but take heed of yourself, for ye shall be delivered unto the council, into the synagogues. Ye shall be beaten. Ye shall be brought before rulers and kings for my sake, and for the testimony against them. Hallelujah. Amen. And also, if you look at, let me look at in the 13 and verse 3. He said, and take note, and as he has set on the Mount of Olives, over against the temple, Peter, James, and John, and Andrew asked him privately, tell us, when shall the things be? What shall be the signs? When all those things
shall be fulfilled. And Jesus answered them, begin to say, take heed, lest any man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and shall deceive many. But when ye shall hear of war, and rumors of war, be ye not troubled, for such things must need be. But the end is not yet, for nation shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be earthquakes in diverse places, and there shall be famine and troubles. These are the beginning of what? Sorrow. Hallelujah. And we're just saying on the UN that at the press, and they said they're going to wipe. You can wipe East and North Korea away. Destroy it totally. And North Korea also coming up and say they can protect and defend themselves. It will be a nuclear war. Anytime, anything can happen. We know in Jesus Christ that on the Calvary tree, many scriptures were fulfilled in a day. And he said, take ye heed, watch and pray. Church, what we see coming? The sign of the time. Earthquake in different places. Hallelujah. And Jesus is admonishing us. Hallelujah. And we see that Jesus was speaking here of the oncoming storm, which are got to strike every man, every woman that is born in this world. But there is no way out of it. That storm will strike you. Sometimes or the other. And it depends on what kind of foundation you have. How your house is built. Hallelujah. And Jesus tells us that there is a coming storm, but every house that is not built upon the rock, and we know rock is a revelation. And it's a revelation of the word. And there is a coming storm. And we know the storm comes in many forms. Hallelujah. The storm come to storm our life. There is a storm of depression. There is a form of frustration. There is a form of heartache. There is a form of sickness and diseases coming against the believer. But you have to be built upon a rock. It's a revelation of the word of God to go against every storm that is stomping your life. Hallelujah. And he said, take heed. Hallelujah. Watch and pray. For the coming of Lord, draw more closer. Hallelujah. So you see, take note. So every, you have to be prepared for a storm. When a storm is coming, there is not preparation made for that storm. And Jesus is warning us to be prepared for an upcoming danger. Hallelujah. So you see, church, that will be because if there is no preparation, then there is no hope. Then life will be destroyed. If there is no preparation, but people prepare for a storm to save life. But if you don't prepare for the storm, you will lose many lives. You will lose many lives. Hallelujah. And always because if you fail to take that warning, that is why the Bible said in the book of Hebrews, chapter 2, verse 1, the Bible said, therefore we ought to give more earnest heed. We ought to give more earnest heed. We ought to pay attention to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. We should take most earnest heed. We should watch and pray. We should enlighten ourselves. Because we know today there's many voices calling for attention. There's many things hindering our spiritual life, causing us to not watch and pray, to not find time to read our Bible. Hallelujah. Now he said, take most earnest heed. Hallelujah. To the things which you have heard, all the sermon, all the preaching, all the testimonies, lest at any time we should let them slip. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward. Then the Bible said, how shall we escape if we neglect such a great salvation? The word of God has come to us. If we are turning it down, if we are despising the word of God, if we are rejecting the testimony of Jesus Christ, he said, take heed. Hallelujah. Amen. So you see, church, and the time is very close. But we see many things happening. But it's a coming storm. But there is a foundation. There is a rock for every believer. There is a rock who can build our faith. There's a rock who can build our trust. Because Jesus is a rock in the weary land. Hallelujah. It's a rock where you can take to. It's a revelation of the word. And church is a sign that if you don't have that revelation of the word, the storm of life will take you away. Because this is a storm of life that is blowing on the land. This is a spiritual storm that making many people get discouraged about this message. But church is a revelation of what we believe. If you don't get the revelation of this message, the storm will stomp you out. What it's doing is making people to get discouraged in the world. Why they hold dear so much? They're getting frustrated. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. A church is a place of refuge. Hallelujah. Amen. So you see the prayer God talking about a story that happened in Florida that he read in the newspaper. Hallelujah. He said, we are heard of many storms that swept through Florida. Typhoons that come in off the sea and bring water for city blocks up and swept out everything. And I was told there was a weather prophet. You see, take note. The prayer God said there was a weather prophet. And the weather prophet was there to warn the people of an oncoming storm. He was a prophet, physically speaking. He studied the weather. He watched where the storm is coming from. And in which speed, either category 4, category 5, or category 3, how that storm is coming. And the weather prophet is there to warn the people of the oncoming danger of that storm. And if you don't warn them, they should run for their shelter. They should run to a safe place. Or they will lose everything and they will lose their life. And they will tell them that storm, the danger it posed. Hallelujah. How maybe it could sweep everything along the path. But in Techno Church, everywhere, Brother said, but there's a judgment, there is always a warning. Amen. And today also, that what God has sent us a prophet. Amen. In this age. Amen. To warn us of the oncoming storms. Amen. And the prophet knows the box, he knows everything. And he consults everything to warn us of the upcoming danger. Hallelujah. Amen. So you see a church, and this prophet, this weather prophet, he studied everything. He looked out and see how the storm is coming. He studied his element. He studied how the storms change from one stage to another stage. How the water is gathering and so forth. And being to study everything by his instrument and by science that provided him. And he studied all those things and know that how the storm is coming. And being to give warning to the people of the upcoming storm. Hallelujah. And anytime this storm is coming, the water prophet always watch if there's another wind that is blowing this way. To step down that storm. Hallelujah. That is coming from far off. If that wind can blow this way, it can step down the storm from category 4 or 5 to 3 to drop it down, to combat that storm. And the weather prophet will study all those things. Hallelujah. To warn them concerning that oncoming storm. And church in this age, how there is an oncoming storm that is coming, but the Bible promised us there is a rushing mighty wind. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. That comes from above. Hallelujah. That came on the day of Pentecost. That can prevent any storm that is coming. Amen. And church, that is what the Bible said. You must be born again. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Because it's a storm of life. There's a storm that came upon a believer. A rushing mountain wind to make us stabilize. Amen. To make us stable. Amen. Against any storm of life. Amen. And church, without the rushing mountain wind, you cannot stand that storm that is coming. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And that is why church today, there's many storms that is blowing in the message. There's many storms that is blowing anywhere. It's blowing everywhere to make people disbelieve this message. To make people disbelieve the prophet. To make people confused and begin to reason out. And it's a power of reasoning. But a Bible called to believe. And church, if you don't have that rushing mighty wind in your life to combat that storm of unbelief that is blowing across the land, it will swap you off.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. It's moving from church to church.
Amen.
It's moving from ministry to ministry.
Amen.
It's moving from homes to homes. From individual. And it's stomping everywhere that those who hold this message so dear is stomping them. And it's taking many people surprise because many people fail to heed the warning.
Amen.
That Jesus said, take heed, wash, and pray.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because Jesus knew the storm that was coming on the land. And today is here. It's on the internet. It's everywhere. Many reasons. Enemies combating people's thoughts. To make them disbelieve the word of God. To make them discouraged in the word of God. The same word that pulled them out. The same word that separated them. The same word that changed their life. The same word that built their marriage. The enemy is coming and attacking the word. What is doing? It came with the intellectual conception. It came with reasoning. It's all storm of life. Hallelujoma. And that storm is coming. It's not how long you start building your house. It's not how long you start preparing. But Christ said it depends on which ground you are building your house.
Amen.
Many people in this message are building a house on a sinking sand.
Amen.
That is why the storm is blowing. Hallelujah. And that wind is a powerful wind. It's even a stomping minister out. Our minister is not our absolute. Our absolute is the word.
Amen.
You have to know God for yourself.
Amen.
You have to believe God for yourself.
Amen.
You have to have personal experience of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Or else you'll be discouraged in this life.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You have to have the revelation of this message. And church is a personal experience of Christ. It's not you and your husband together. It's not you and your wife together. It's individual affairs. Hallelujah. And it's stomping everywhere, church. It's stomping Africa. It's stomping Europe. It's stomping another state. Every town, every city is moving. That is why the storm that is storming America, it moved from city to city. It moves from state to another state. And it comes in different forms. I don't know who is coming. You don't know who is coming. But the more important thing, he said, take heed.
Amen.
And make sure you are building your house upon the rock.
Amen.
And our body is the temple of God.
Amen.
As we are the house of God. But also we are a peculiar people. We are a holy nation. We are a royal priesthood. How are you building your house, church? Amen.
Amen.
The same way the water prophets warning the people that come in storm, God has sent us a prophet to warn us.
Amen.
Of the oncoming storm. And that is what Abraham preached, the oncoming storm.
Amen.
But many people take it naturally speaking. But everything brother said, he was speaking of the spiritual implication of the day.
Amen.
And people were failing to take warning.
Right.
Hallelujah. Amen. Oh yes. Preachers should take warning. Deacon, officers should take warning. Church members. Depends how you are building your house, church. Which foundation you are founding upon.
Amen.
It's not how long you stay. It's not how many years. That's why many houses that was not strong, where they can be story building, the storm push it down. So it's not how many years you stay in the message.
No.
What are 5 years, what are 10 years, what are 15 years, it doesn't matter. But it's a revelation of the word.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's a revelation of the word of God. It's a revelation, church. You have to know your standing. So it's a time which we should be cross-examining ourselves now. Checking your own life. If your house is built properly. Are you coming upon based upon your husband revelation? Or are you coming based upon your wife revelation? Or on your pastor revelation? How are you coming? Hallelujah. Amen. What do you believe? Hallelujah. Amen. Church, there's a time to take our position. Hallelujah. We talk you on watch and pray. Take ye heed. Taking heed. Taking heed of what you're hearing. Taking heed of the message. Taking heed of the voice of God. Taking heed. Pay attention. Watch carefully. Watch and pray. Because these things is coming on the land. Can we say these are disastrous? He said earthquakes. Earthquake, turbulence, trembling here and there. And that's what is a huge earthquake in the message. And we see the trembling everywhere. But church, those who fall upon a rock with the earth will just move and will stand the test of time. Hallelujah, church. Oh, yes. Because it will be a shock wave that is moving, hitting everywhere. But I want to tell you, church, if you are found on the solid rock, nothing can change you. You see, I know where I'm standing. I know what I believe. I know what I've come to. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, church. And we are moving on. And we are fighting a spiritual battle. And the battle begins where? In the mind. You say about to start. So which thoughts are running in your mind? Hallelujah. Amen. So he said that when the prophet stared and when the storm is coming, Abraham said, the prophet of God said, I could stop here and preach for hours on this. That it take a greater storm that is coming. It take a higher wind to turn that storm. So it is today. And we all know we got an oncoming storm. And the only wind that I know that can turn that storm is the rushing mighty wind that fall on the day of Pentecost. That will stand that storm, church. Hallelujah. And where will it be? How to be in the soul. Where do you have to be? In the soul. To storm everything. Church, it has to be in the heart. Because from in, it's a revelation. Then the word of God, because a revelation, then it gave you a thinking man filter and a holy man taste.
Amen.
The endless coming that is negative, you sift it in your mind. This thing is not night, you push it out.
Amen.
Then you know that the word of God is not friendship, but it's fellowship.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So it's not because my friend, we're in the word of God, so my friends is shaking. Then you shake. Or because my friend is reasoning, trying to convince me, then you are shaking. Hallelujah. Because fellowship is on the blood.
Yes.
That prayer God said, he said, and men try science, they fail. They try education, they fail. It cannot bring fellowship. Because he said, we get many educated what? Idiot. Because they so educated and they reason out God's word. They begin to reason the man out. It's why education get you far, hallelujah, from God. Because education make you think you are more, make you proud. You think you are more better than your brother. Or you think you are more educated than your sister. But he said fellowship is on the blood, hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. On the word of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. So you see, church, where the storm is stomping everywhere, that's what you are seeing, like the turbulence. That's what you are seeing everywhere, the poor are getting confused. But church, we know you are standing. You are beyond a rock. Nothing will make you confused. Whatever bring about a cloud, it don't confuse you. It's a storm. Hallelujah. It came from country, from another country. And only the cloud is stomped from Canada. It's moving through the west, stomping everywhere to Africa. But church, you know you are standing.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That is what church, we don't. It's not men's ideas. Hallelujah. It's not what men says. It's a revelation of the word. And a revelation to a true believer cannot be overemphasized. Hallelujah. So you see, the prayer God said, so take note. He said what? There is a rushing mighty wind. that will come beyond and storm everything away. The world which a storm is coming. But church, if you are built upon the word, the enemy cannot get you. Hallelujah. That we can sing the song, on Christ, that solid rock I stand. And all the ground is sinking sand. Hallelujah. All the ground is a sinking sand. So you see, this prophet of the weather in Florida, they are pretty accurate with their prophecy. They said for that purpose, to warn the people. Hallelujah. And the prophet got a reading of a storm that was coming. And a man was listening to his radio. And because of this storm, he was very renowned Christian. And he heard that would be a great typhoon that was coming, that was thwarting trees down. And everyone was warned to get to safety. And this man thought of his neighbor. He never had a chicken. He built his poultry. And he had a broader house. He had Edward and the pen, the chicken everywhere. And a friend run to him. Said, friend, there is coming a storm. Amen. Hallelujah. But this man, a whole life was tied to his poetry. A whole life was tied to his life, to the economic setting of the state. And he wasn't willing to take heed. He said, it's a road trick. He said, I've been hearing that's about the storm coming. A storm coming. I heard all the things a long time. And I'm tired with hearing all those things. Friend, be not complaining. And so to the church, many people fail to take heed because they build their hope on things empty. They build their hope on this life. And they think they arrive. And they are thinking they are secure. And they are building the hope you. They're building their courage on this empty thing. They're building all their courage on their minds. Hallelujah. What they are thought leading them is what they are building their hopes. Hallelujah. And the prayer God told us, he said in his word, he said that anybody without Jesus Christ is not in their perfect mind. So it means that if you're not converted, because you get a story in the book of St. Luke about that meaning, that man that was crazy, that in the book of St. Luke chapter 8, he ran to the hospital, they couldn't help him. He ran to the psychiatrist, they couldn't help him. And they bound him with filter on his hand, and he broke the chain. He ran to the tomb, he did not cut himself. There's no one could catch him, he was in his wrong mind. And they tried to help him. He was much stronger. They couldn't get hold of his life. He was in the wrong mind. But church, one day,
amen.
One day,
amen.
There was somebody, the master of all circumstances,
amen.
That knew there was a sea somewhere,
amen.
And he crossed that path.
Amen.
And when one second,
amen.
In the presence of Jesus,
amen.
That man have a right mind. A church, one second in the presence of God will change your mind. Will change your mind setting. Will change your attitude. Will change your behavior. It will change your reasoning. Because the battle is fought in the minds. Are they casting down every machination, bringing this objection to God's word. Hallelujah. Because a mind is a womb of the spirit, a controlled mind. So that is why you must be filled. In you. Amen. Then you know how to handle certain sin, certain situation. Then you know how to handle certain condition when it comes in front of you. Then there is nothing in this life. Then Paul said, what can separate us from the love of God? And he said, what? Tribulation, which is a storm. Something's presence. Hallelujah. Of this world, of this life. It's material things to separate us. Hallelujah. Oh yes, what can separate us from the love of God? Church, you know what Paul tell us? It takes a revelation. Paul instruct us in the word of God to watch and pray. He said, take ye heed. Hallelujah. Amen. So you should know where you are standing. Hallelujah. And he said, now take note. And this man, he refused to take the instruction. He refused to listen to his neighbor. He refused to heed the warning. Hallelujah. So because he built his whole life, was built upon the poetry, a financial status. Until he bears hope here. And he told a friend, all those things I've been warning all the up and down coming concerning storm coming. Oh, every time the weather prophet keep warning, it's never happy. Hallelujah. And he was so much, he said, such a wave, take that nonsense from me. He began to say things that were wrong. Hallelujah. He said, they have predicted of such things before and it's never happened. Then a friend stood and looked at him in the face and he laughed and began to criticize. But a Christian neighbor was so excited and said, but what does if it's happy? What if it's happy? Or what if it does happen? What will become of you? And a friend appealed to him. Said, you can leave the chicken away. You can leave everything, but take your wife, take your children, take your associate, and everyone in the shelter. But what he said, listen to his mark. When a friend said, but if it does happen, and a friend began to appeal to him, said, take your word, and it behoove you, listen. And Abraham said, take note. He said, but it's going to happen one of those days. It behooves us to listen to every warning. Hallelujah. It behooves us to listen to every warning. He said, I have heard that's going to happen. I have heard that's going to happen. But one of those days is going to happen. It behooves us to listen to every warning. But this man said, I have no time for such a foolishness. I rest my chicken. I have no time for such. And his friend cried. His neighbor said, I beg you in the name of God, leave this chicken. John, come quickly. Take your family, your wife, your children, your household. If you don't believe, but your family. And he said, I will not have my children to be excited over a few radio warnings. My children and I have decided we'll live our life. My wife will listen to me because I am the breadwinner of this house. She will listen to me because I am the boss. I will not have my children all be excited or such a nonsense and be criticized. And that is similar to this happening. It's a storm on the land. And today, we've seen that wife is going with the husband. Because they are almost so excited. And they think about that, they are protecting their marriage. But they don't know any marriage outside Jesus Christ cannot stand. Hallelujah. And so today, many wives, if their husbands still don't believe, instead of them taking that position, they go with their wife, the husband. Or you see husband going with their wife. Hallelujah. But church is individual affairs.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible says in the book of Ephesians. And I'll read that. Hallelujah. Which is the word of God said. The Bible says in the book of Ephesians chapter 5 verse 22. I would say, wife, submit yourself unto your own husband as unto what? The Lord. You spare them. You obey them in the word. If they leave the word, leave them alone. Because the word of God is our absolute. And because he couldn't take any warning, and he said, my wife, I'm the breadwinner of the home. I have everything. My wife will listen to me. And she failed to listen to the warning. She was so much excited of her husband in the danger. And today, many people are overexcited with their husband in the danger. Say, honey, watch these things. Today, someone that comes to the word of God in the early age, in the childhood. And it's when they grow up in the message. Why now are they denying it? Why now are they going? Why now they can't take a position? Say, honey, I love you. But Christ is our head. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You should know we have a head.
Amen.
Amen. We saw Adam and Eve shaping blame games when they left their head. When they left their head, there was a tension coming. We saw in the Bible, the wife, she tell her husband, we saw in the Bible. We saw because it should be when the vertical line is straight, then the horizontal line will be straight. But we saw when they left on the head shape by reasoning with the word of God, and they left their head shape, it was a blame games. Adam, showing the blame, he the head of the family. When God questioned him, he threw the blame on the wife. He no more see, he no more accepted the blame. He said, Lord, that woman you gave me. He no more say, I'm responsible. I the held the home. But when he faced judgment, he shed blame. That is why every headship should be governed. Every home, every family should be governed by Jesus Christ. That way the wife should have the revelation of the word of God. Then she can help her husband. When the husband is going out of order, say, honey, you are living the word. Honey, we are not praying. Our family altar is wicked. And the enemy, our children is growing. We have to keep them on the block. We have to keep our family altar. We have to pray in the morning. We have to pray together. We have to read it from the Bible. You have to encourage your home.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Because both of you are there. He's the captain. You're the co-captain. And you're piloting, taking the family through. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So don't think that whatsoever I fed one person will affect the other. That's why you should watch and pray. Take heed. Because the enemy is coming after your children. He's coming after your wife. He is coming after your husband.
Amen.
And so now you think he's so much spiritual, but watch his attitude to the word of God.
Amen.
The devil is no respect of anybody.
No.
It can be minister, you don't get time. It can be pastor, you don't have any time. No respect of a person, the devil. So don't think that because your pastor said the enemy, don't attack him. He attacked the pastor. He attacked the ministry. He attacked the officers. No respect of anybody. The Bible says he's growing like a rolling lion. He is seeking who he may devour. If he gave me a little chance, I would say, take more earnest heed of what you are listening to.
Amen.
Of what you are hearing. Lest this thing slip from you.
Amen.
And church, that kind of mind is an enemy that towards God's word.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So you have to be very careful. You have to watch and pray. You have to examine yourself. You have to check your Christian experience. You have to check your Christian life. Because who he is after? He is after the bride. He is after you and me. He is running. But the devil is fighting a losing battle.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Hallelujah. I would say, take heed. So you see, why he said, submit yourself in as unto the law. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church. And he is the savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject to Christ, so let the wife be unto her own husband in everything. And husband love your wife, even as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. That's the scripture. Hallelujah. The word of God balances everything. Oh, yes. But you know the mistake is? People leave the word of God. And when you leave the word of God, the enemy has been in a game long time with reasoning. And let me tell you to the church, when he started with Adam and Eve, he never started in one day time. It wasn't 2 days time. It wasn't a month time. But yes, he started playing with our mind. And today, see all the false doctrines, all the things that are against the message, it never started in one day. It started with a period of time with an intellectual conception, with a reasoning of the minds. And now, there being a question, and answers today, we see today many poor questions in the Bible. Today, atheists, today, they came and said the Bible contradicted itself. Hallelujah. Then how much more, if they can see the Bible contradicted itself, then how much more will they see the message that came from the Bible? Hallelujah. How much more will say? And we know that it takes the message for us to understand the Bible. Because the Bible says all scriptures, it's not some. The book of 2 Timothy, hallelujah. All scriptures is given by our inspiration. It's given by our instruction. For reproof, for rebuke, for correction. All scriptures. And the Bible said this man, they were inspired by God. And all of them wrote the Bible in different times. Sometimes 40 years apart. Sometimes 60 years apart. But everything is accurate because it's the mind of God. And our human mind is so carnal. The Bible said, look the heaven from the earth. So our mind is far from God's thought. Hallelujah. And the word of God is God thought express. So to understand, to comprehend the word of God, you have to be in the spirit of God. Hallelujah. And that is what today people are confused. The Bible says we don't believe in any divine fables. Hallelujah. Amen. You should know you are standing in church. You should know you believe. Amen. And that is what today many people are fighting and losing battle. They are fighting against the message because they come with reason, mental attitude. And they are confused because they don't know Christ. And as long as you don't know Christ, you'll be confused. So it takes a revelation. So it's the enemy that is attacking the word of God. What do you believe? Today, come with reasoning power. And people use scriptures and instead the Bible contradicts itself. Because the word of God is a jigsaw puzzle. And if you don't know put the puzzle right together, you will get a cow eating grass or the tree. Hallelujah. Amen. Because the word of God is without any private interpretation. The Bible tells us that let every man word be lie and let man be truth. And the Bible tells us that surely the Lord God do nothing but reveal his secret to the servant, the prophet. Because it's the word of prophet. It's a messenger. And take note, it is the pastor. Hallelujah. Amen. It's not preachers or prophet. To the church, it's only the pastor God built him and God equipped him to warn the people. Hallelujah. Of the oncoming danger. God equipped the pastor to speak to the church.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's why the pastor is preaching. Bring the word of God. He don't bring his own mind. Hallelujah. Amen. Bringing the word of God to us in this age. So if you start reasoning, because the Lord person go, and you start reasoning because the Lord preacher left, you start reasoning because the other brothers don't believe the message anymore. Hallelujah. Oh church, if you know you are standing, it don't move you. Because when the wind comes, it stomps some tree down, some tree says stand. That tree, the tree that's no more rooted, it will fall down. But a tree that is standing, rooted in the ground, is standing fast and still keep standing. Why every tree don't fall? Why some tree fall, some tree stand? Why can't you catch a revelation of it? That so the storm is stomping in the message, some will leave, some will stand. Hallelujah. You see, so what he said, I'm the breadwinner, I'm the boss of this home. My wife must listen to me because I am the boss. Hallelujah. And I will not let my children be excited over such a thing. And his neighbor turned around and went to his room and he shut him. Because he felt like he had a warning. His friends being encouraged him. And today when Paul is backsliding, the Ramsey watched, he said their attitude will change. Their behavior will change. He said their manner of dressing will change.
Then God will send people to warn them. God will send believers, friends to talk to them. Say, brother, watch this. But because they are drifting, they don't take the heat. They will argue their way out. They make you discouraged. So now you cry, you beg them. Say, brother, the road you are taking, it will affect you. Brother, the way you are preaching, you are living the word. Hallelujah. And they argue their way out. Amen. Because God gave the congregation and taking men filter. That anything the minister brings from back here, it should be the word. Hallelujah. Amen. So they never was taking the never stand and went to their home. And all of a sudden, the cloud was upon him before he knew it. Brother, that's the way judgment struck. If you fail to take heed, that's the way judgment struck. If you fail to take warning, that's the way God judgment struck us. Hallelujah. And so all of a sudden, the judgment struck. It comes so sudden. You wonder how it can get so quick. But I'm saying, how are seen cruel men who once cursed God fall and scream? How could they fall and scream and cry to God and say, God, how will you treat me like this? Cruel men that once cursed God. Hallelujah. He said, how are seen cruel men who once cursed God fell and screamed and said, how could you treat me this way? Every foundation was swept from under him in a movement. It pays to take warning. Now when Christ said take heed, it pays to take instruction. It pays to take advice. Hallelujah. Amen. He said, oh, you might laugh at the messenger. You might able to kill him, but you can never kill the message. That while all those that go against the message, this message will preach to them. All those ones that taste of the word of God, that taste of the God's advice, that came in, that rejoiced and sing the long songs, the voices will keep sounding in their ears. They try to disbelieve the messenger. They try to push it from their mind, but it will stay registered. It cannot leave. Hallelujah. So don't think that those who cannot leave the message, they leave the word of God. Somebody say, oh, I preach only the Bible. Where the message came from? How do they understand the Bible at the message? Why the messenger? Hallelujah. How do they understand it? How do they catch a revelation? If God cannot send a prophet. And the Bible says the secret things of the Lord belong to him. And God chooses to reveal it all. And reveal it to his prophet. And they pray God more peace. And make it more clear to us. Then God raised a powerful ministry that has been taught by the prophet. And bring the word to the people. Now when the faithful don't bring their own mind, they bring what the prayer of God taught us. Hallelujah. They bring the word to the people. They bring the message. The word of God. They only preach what the God messenger had left for the people in this age. Hallelujah. He said you might laugh at the messenger. You might be able to kill him. But you can never kill the message. It will go on just the same. God's message is eternal. His word will never fail. He said Paul was successful in having Stephen stoned. But all through his life, until he surrendered, he was never able to get away from the message. So all those that deny the message, I don't care where they can go, they will never be able to get away from the message. The message will still be fighting them. And that's what they keep criticizing. No one asked them any question. But it keeps tormenting them. Because it's God's word. I want to church, you cannot fight against the word of God. Because the Bible says the word is sharper, is powerful than two-edged sword. It pierces and cuts everywhere. Amen. That is the word. Amen. When you cross top and pull, it's hard to get against a prick. What is a prick? It's a sharp object. Can you get a sharp object? I need to pull. So, who can fight against the word of God? Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So today, people are fighting. Hallelujah. They try to explain in the intellectual form to say this and say that. I say, what are you saying? What are you talking about? Brother, amen. Because you leave Christ, you lose your mind. But when you get Christ, you have the right mind. The prayer of God said, many people say, oh, your religion drive you crazy. Your religion drive you this way. He said, Jesus never make anybody crazy. But Jesus set a crazy man free. He set the madman free. So Jesus never drove anybody crazy. Jesus put us in our right minds. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, church. That is the word. Amen. Love the Lord. Oh, to anybody. No one bring you Jesus that brought you. Because he said, no one can come except if I draw him. No one can come to me. So it's not the pastor that brought you. I don't care anybody that witnesses to you. But it's Jesus that brought you. It's the word that convict you. The minister only preach. I don't know how God convict heart and soul. I don't know. Because the word is spirit and it's life. So we only proclaim the word. But the Holy Ghost catch the word. And strengthen your heart. And stimulate your mind. Because you are a seed. So I take the light to lighten a seed. And the light is the word. And Jesus is the light of the world. Amen. So how can you fight against the light? And every age and its messenger. And every age and its dispensation. And recognizing your day and its message. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. All your every age and dispensation. You know that the Alpha shall become Omega. In the last days. The end of everything. And God came and vindicated the prophet. Then who am I to go against the word? Hallelujah. But take a revelation. You have to be founded upon the rock. You have to be founded upon the word of God. You have to be founded upon the revelation, the word of God. Then nothing will shake you. And while Paul couldn't get away from the voice of Stephen. What Stephen did? Stephen wouldn't preach the word. Stephen wouldn't preach the truth. Stephen wouldn't declare the counsel of God. And Paul witnessed and stood him to death. He sat in a vessel, but our voice will keep haunting him. Until he surrendered. Until Paul had to speak of Stephen, that voice was echoing his mind. Oh, yes, church. So I want to tell you to the church, all those that are making noise, that wouldn't bluff, but the message is still haunting them. The word keep haunting them. They will be our excuse. If they are seed of God, they will come back and repent. If they are seed of God, they will come and repent. They will get back in and they will cry. But the prayer of God said, there is no sin will go unpunished. Hallelujah. You know, church, because that woman, she listened to her husband. When our wind stormed up, it swept everything until they couldn't find the body of her husband. Then she went to the roof. The rather cynic, a more dangerous cynic, began to crawl for safety and met her children on the roof and bat the children, killed the wife, killed everybody, and they found them all dead under the roof. It pays to take warning. It pays to take instruction. It pays to take heed and run to safety. And Christ is the only place of safety. Amen. The Bible says it's a rock in the weary land. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Church, Christ is our safety. Amen. Christ is our refuge. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
who preach the word. Because Christ is the word. Hallelujah. That is why I was telling anybody. I came to Christ at a very early age. At the age of 16 years. And now this October will make me 42 years. Why God has brought me this far. Nothing church will take me for the word of God. I went many places, see many things. But I know this message is the truth. And the message is Christ. It's a message that transforms our life.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. He said, Paul was never able to get away from that message. He said, I have seen heaven open, as Stephen said, and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. Something got hold of him. It wasn't the messenger. It was the message he had. Hallelujah. So church, it's not the messenger. It's the message. You can try to criticize the messenger. You can say outward things about the messenger. But the message still continues. Hallelujah. Because the message is so powerful. Hallelujah. The message is so powerful. So it pays to take warning. Hallelujah. And the first thing before there can be a warning, there has to be a preparation made for safety. There is no need to say a warning. The warning is the only voice of one having you prepare for the danger. There has to be a preparation made first. Then if the preparation is made, they're warning going forward. Hallelujah. And you have to make your decision whether you will listen to it or not. And if you don't want to listen to it, well, that is up to you. But if you do listen, there is a safety. Hallelujah. If you listen, there is a safety. Hallelujah. We have a story about a man. When that inspiration wrote about that song, I have decided to follow Jesus. We heard in history that how it was a missionary that went to a village, a tribe in that village, and preached the gospel. And this man and his wife decided to get out of Jesus Christ. After they had a preaching, they attacked him. Hallelujah. They thank him that the tribal leader get hold of that family and tell them they should renounce Jesus. Because the whole town don't worship Jesus, don't know about Jesus Christ. They should renounce the word of God. But the man said, I decided to follow Jesus.
Amen.
No turning back. No turning back. Hallelujah. And a tribal leader said, then we're going to kill your wife if you don't renounce Jesus. And he said, don't no one go off me, stay out with father. And they get hold of his wife. Get rid of his wife. Then they get hold of his children. If you don't renounce Christ, we'll destroy your children, we'll kill them. He said, the cross before me and the wall behind me. No turning back. No turning back. And he said, you're the nurse. We're going to silence you. We're going to kill you. Hallelujah. And he screamed, hallelujah. Say, you can have the whole world.
Amen.
But give me Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, church, this message is about Jesus.
Amen.
You can have anything of this word,
amen,
but give me Jesus. Because I have decided, and not turning back, not turning back. Don't no one go off me, I will stay further. Don't no one believe, I will keep holding on. Church, wake up. Take heed of this message. God bless you. Shalom. Hallelujah. Brother, come and take over. I will sing that song. I have decided to follow Jesus. Hallelujah.
God, help me. Pray in your heart. Pray in your life. Say, Lord, come and take control. Lord, help me.
Father, we thank you this morning, Lord. You've come and you've spoken to our hearts, oh God. We are a privileged people, Lord. We are a separated people. We thank you, oh God, for the seed gene that you place in our hearts. You said, no man comes to me unless the Father draws him first. That's the name on the book, Lord. We are so glad that our names is on the book. The prophet of God told us that if your name is on the Lamb's Book of Life, he said you will walk in the light, you will see the light. God will reveal it and you will walk in it. And we are walking in this light today, God, because you ordain us to walk in this light. Oh God, we thank you, Lord. We are so grateful that even as so many are falling away, we are standing by the grace of God. It is only by the grace of God. Like we sing that song, there's something that keeps holding me. Oh, we thank you for the revelation of this message. We thank you for the message of Malachi 4. You promise us in your word, you say, I will send you Elijah the prophet to turn your hearts back to the faith of the fathers. And here we are in your presence, oh Lord, believing your word, Lord, standing in the light, walking in the light, believing the word. We pray that you will help us, Lord, to keep walking, Lord, to stay with the word. That's what the prophet said. Father, as we leave this place today, we do not leave your presence. We pray, oh God, that the angel of the Lord will go with us, Lord, and be with us. And may the Holy Spirit take these words and quicken into our hearts. We also pray for the minister this morning, Lord, the virtues that came out of him, Lord. We ask, Lord, that you restore it back unto him. And may you take him higher and deeper in the word. We want to remember the bride of Jesus Christ worldwide. May you bless your people according to your word. We ask these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. When darkness seems to hide his face, I rest on his unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. Amen. Amen. Let's sing this song, I've Got a River of Life Flowing Out of Me. Amen. As you're dismissed. I've got a river of life.
I've got a river of life flowing out through me. It makes the lame to walk and the blind to see. Opens prison doors, sets the captives. I've got a river of life flowing out of me. Spring up, oh well, within my soul. Spring up, oh well, and make me whole. Spring up, oh well, and give to me that life abundantly.